Week one in the books. We're going to get you guys ready for week two. We got the waiver wire episode. This is your boy, Smoking Jay. That's my brother over there, Sweetness. We are the bros. This is Bears, Brews, and the Bros. Thanks for tuning in. We got that waiver wire episode, bro. We know how important it is, especially early on in the year, bro. Like, it's so important to be able to get out in front of the rest of your league mates and get those players that are going to make a difference season long. We're going to have each of us, one quarterback, one running back, receiver, tight end, defense, and even a kicker. So we're going to have that in store for you guys. But first off, man, how you feeling over there, Brody?
All good, man. I wish we were talking on a victory Monday instead of a losing one, but it's all good. We got Monday night coming in. I don't have any fantasy football implications on this game, but I am excited to see some out there. See these guys go. I know a lot of you guys probably have people in there. I know you do.
I got
some people going tonight.
I got the Ravens defense and Action Jackson. Let's go. He running for 300 tonight. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's put it into fruition, man.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, we're gonna kick this off with the quarterbacks. Let's go ahead. You know what? Go ahead, kick it off first.
I got you. So we're gonna go with our quarterback waiver wire picker for the week, Teddy Bridgewater. At Jacksonville in week two. Who did they get? They got the Giants in week one. He was 28 for 36, 260 plus with two tutties. He's only rostered at 11%. I know he just lost Jerry Jeudy, but luckily they do have a lot of weapons. I think Noah Fant takes a big step up. I think there's a lot of players that take a big step up here with the absence of Jerry Jeudy. He's going to be gone for a while. So they're at Jacksonville. Tyrod was just able to go for almost 300 yards, two touchdowns himself. I think Teddy B's a safe play. He'll get you a good 20 plus fantasy points this week at Jacksonville, or he might go crazy. He could possibly boom on them. But one thing I could tell you for sure is if you need a quarterback in deeper leagues, he is a hell of a start this week, and he should be available everywhere.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, Teddy Two Gloves, man. He's got a lot of weapons over there, man. So I like that. I like that call right out the gate. We're going to go with my guy, man, Famous Jameis at QB. You already know where I'm at with Jameis Winston. And he had a dope-ass game versus the Packers. He just balled the fuck out. He didn't have a lot of yardage. He didn't need a lot of yardage. He threw the five touchdowns. And he definitely has command of this offense. He's moving really good in the pocket. He's buying time. And he's just doing what he's got to do to put his team in position to score, which is all that matters. So five touchdowns versus the Packers, pretty good defense right there. But next week, they're playing up against the Panthers. And we just saw, Zach Wilson have a rookie debut. He had a couple of touchdowns, threw for over 250 yards against this team. So I think if, Jameis with the more established offenses should be able to, put up some nice numbers, maybe have some more of that passing yardage that we expect out of him. So I like Jameis Winston as my quarterback pickup for this week.
Yeah, I love the call. I love what he was able to do against the Packers yesterday, especially because it was against the Packers. But it was just a hell of a arm exhibition. Like, he was just showing off how strong his arm is, how accurate he is. And it was really good to see. And I kind of was expecting that from, not going to lie. I was really excited to see him, and with good reason. Now he's got Sean Payton over there running the show for him, steering him in the right direction. Love the call there with Jameis. Famous Jameis.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. We're going to jump right into the running backs. My running back pickup of the week is going to be I got a little minor interruption. But Kenneth Gainwell of the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Niners. The Niners defense doesn't scare me, guys. We saw them put in work against Detroit, and then Detroit had something to say about it. They almost, they almost forced the comeback, almost forced the overtime. They took it down to the wire. But we're talking about the Eagles now, a team that looked very well coached there against the Falcons. Gainwell saw a lot of volume, more than I actually thought he was going to get. So he gets 9 carries. He caught 2 balls for 6 yards. I know it was only 6 yards, but he rushed 9 times for 37 yards and a touchdown. They beat up on Atlanta. I'm expecting there to be a you know, more of a competition there as far as the game goes with the Niners. I think they're going to have to put up more points. We saw what the two Detroit running backs did to San Francisco just yesterday, and Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. I think Miles Sanders and Kenneth Gainwell are similar to what those running backs are in skill sets. And like I said, they're going to need them. They're going to need them. And it's only Sanders and Gainwell in that backfield. From what we saw, those are the only two guys, and they're both going to be involved. Obviously, Sanders more than Gainwell, but I love to see the volume that he's getting in the first game as a rookie. It's really good to see. And I think we're going to see more and more of it because of how much it worked in game one.
Yeah, man. Gainwell, one of those rookies we spoke about. I love the hands. You know what I'm saying? He could catch out the backfield real nice. And he's definitely a threat and adds a dimension to that offense. So a lot of people thought Boston Scott might be the other running back to roster over there. It looks like it's Gainwell. So I'm rocking with it.
Let me tell you too, real quick. Only rostered at 8% according to Yahoo Leagues. So it should be available everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead, good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Everything we're talking about is 65% or less rostered. And yeah, I'm going to lead off with the rostership for this next player. That's something that we should have been doing, but we got you guys. And for me, it's Elijah Mitchell, man, over there with San Francisco, running back. Just really 6th round pick. Week one made his presence felt after Raheem Mostert, you know, went ahead and got an injury. You know, now Mostert, you know, out 8 weeks, I believe it is, some sort of knee issue. I don't know if it's a contusion exactly, but it doesn't matter. Elijah Mitchell, only 9% rostered in Yahoo Leagues. You got to get this guy. He had 19 rushes, 104 yards, and a rushing touchdown. So in this 49ers offense, that's really important to have one of those running backs. Sermon was a healthy scratch last week. It appears that he doesn't have a really good grasp of the playbook yet. You know, eventually he'll get there, but for right now, he's not there yet. And Elijah Mitchell, if he keeps balling out like this, he might just take reign of that job and never look back. So get you some Elijah Mitchell, 9% rostered. He should be your number one waiver claim, in my opinion, because he could be one of those league winners if everything, you know, stays true to what we saw in week one.
Yeah, I love the pick with Elijah Mitchell. We're actually in one league, a few leagues together, but one specifically, and I asked you if you were going to take him because you do have waiver priority in that league. So you'll be getting Elijah Mitchell if all goes well. One more thing, Mostert, I believe it was chipped cartilage in his knee. Doesn't sound good. I don't like the way that sounds. If I roster him, chipped cartilage, I'm not messing with it. So, yeah, for a long time to come here, I think Elijah Mitchell is maybe a season-long pickup too, man.
Right.
So we're going to dive right into the wide receivers. Going back with the Denver guy, I got Tim Patrick rostered at only 2%. So he should be everywhere. At Jacksonville, he only got 4 targets, but he caught all 4 of them for almost 40 yards, and he was able to get in the end zone, which is huge. That was in week one versus the Giants. Jerry Jeudy is out, y'all. He looked bad. Luckily, it was negative. The x-rays were negative, but it was still a lengthy injury. So it'll be up to 8 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, 6 to 8, high ankle sprain.
6 to 8, high ankle. Tim Patrick was already involved. We're going to see him more involved now. That's not a question or debate. You know what I mean? I think we'll see him get up to 6 or 7 targets a game now. So that'll bump up from 4 with Jerry Jeudy was around. He was still getting action. So I think he might be a flex-worthy play every week until Jeudy comes back. I really like him. I think Teddy B likes him as a receiver as well. He looks for him, obviously. You know, Tim Patrick is like one of those, you know, underrated guys that can pop off any week. So, you know, now you got Sutton, Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler, a little bit of Noah Fant. But, yeah, I like Tim Patrick, man. I think he should be available everywhere. That's the main part.
Yeah, that's the most important part. You know, deep leagues, you know, these are not even just deep leagues, but like all these players, they're going to be relevant. So if you guys need any one of them, you know, especially with what we talk about right now, Mostert, you can still look for a Patrick and use them at the flex spot and move one of your backup running backs into that RB2 role or whatever the case. So, yeah, I like Patrick. I rock with it. My next guy.
I feel like You guys can literally make a roster out of all the players we're giving
straight up. Straight up, man. The next guy I got at wide receiver is my boy. You guys know Christian Kirk, the wide receiver out of over there in Arizona. He's been my guy. I've been talking him up for the last 2 years, really. And the connection with Kyler Murray is real, man. Like, when you have the chemistry, and we've seen it before the injury last year, and I keep saying this because it's so true. Before Kyler Murray's injury, Christian Kirk had caught 5 touchdowns in 3 games. This dude was popping off. He was about ready to take off to that next level, and then Murray got injured, and that whole team took a hit. This year, they started off Kirk, 5 catches, 70-plus yards, 2 touchdowns, and, you know, dude's the real deal. In this offense that likes to pass the ball a lot, I love Kirk. I know they added A.J. Green. I was never worried about it. A.J. Green hasn't been relevant in, like, 6 or 8 years. I'm not tripping off that. 14% roster, man. Get you some Christian Kirk. Next matchup is Minnesota. They're at home. Minnesota's pissed after they just lost. So I think this game has a potential shootout too. So get you some Christian Kirk.
Yes, sir. And even if it's not a shootout, Brody, we saw what Jamar Chase was able to do to those guys last week. And, you know, the Bengals wide receiver core, you know, excluding Tyler Boyd. So it was pretty much just Higgins and Chase. So, yeah, look at those receivers that are going up against those guys this week. And Kirk is a great one. So, yeah, man. And Kyler loves to do it. Seems like he goes to them often. I love the pick.
Sir.
So we're going to dive into tight ends. Dalton Schultz is my pickup of the week there. I didn't got to write down his rostership. I don't know if you can look that up real quick, Brody. I don't know. I know his percentage is very low. But this is more just because Dak, I really feel like he looks for him instead of a Jarwin over there. 6
1%
roster. 6 yeah. receptions on 6 targets for 45 yards. Let's not forget that Michael Gallup is going to be out for a little bit too. A few targets go, you know, to spread out. With that being said, I think Dak prefers him. He also out-targeted Jarwin in week 1, 6-4. So I think that's their guy. They run little dump off screens to him. So yeah, I'm messing with Dalton Schultz if you definitely need a wide receiver in this matchup.
Yeah, I like Schultz, man. Especially the Cowboys are going to be passing the ball a lot. So, and then this guy got injured too, Gallup. So Schultz might be needed even more. So next guy I got at tight end, I got Adam Troutman. 11% rostership, according to Yahoo. I got a different angle with this. I know he didn't put up big numbers. He only had 3 receptions, 18 yards, and that sounds like – it sounds bad. But he led the team in targets, and there was a couple plays where him and Jameis were not on the same page. And I kind of think about it how Jameis was in Tampa, and him and I'm not comparing Troutman to Evans, but I remember Evans a lot of times would be running the wrong route, or, you know, Jameis was throwing a ball at the wrong place. And as long as they get on the same page, Troutman and Jameis, we already know Jameis likes throwing the ball to the tight ends. We saw Juwan Johnson make some plays over there for the Saints. And I think Troutman, being the one that led them in targets, he can eventually be that force on a weekly basis. So for that reason, pick up Troutman. I'm not saying necessarily go ahead and play him. This is more of like a stash to me, because I think eventually he's going to be a steady play at the tight end position. So if you do need to play him, I'm not mad at it. I do think that this next game coming up, they are going to have to, you know, air it out a little bit. Well, actually, it's Carolina. So they're probably just going to want to expand the offense more and let Jameis do more. So that would help out Troutman too. So that's where I'm at with the Troutman.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot, because what you said earlier was follow the targets. I know the other guy, Juwan Johnson, I know he scored. I think he only got targeted 2 times.
Yeah.
So it's really one of those follow the targets, because even though they're not on the same page, we've seen this in Jameis's past. When they get on the same page, they really start to lock in and become very valuable targets. Right now, they're just a little scattered, not completely all the way down on the chemistry, but it's coming. And he's looking for him. He's going to find them sooner than later. I really do believe that too. So, yeah, love the pick there, Brody. We're going to dive into our defensive streams of the week next. I couldn't believe it. Arizona rostered at 7%, if you have enough, you know, waiver priority to go get these dudes and you're not really hurting anywhere else, go get them. We saw Chandler Jones, was it 5 or 6 sacks, just going crazy. J.J. Watt looking like the J.J. Watt of old. Maybe he lost a step or two, but hey, man, you know, when you got Chandler Jones on the other side, you don't need to be the J.J. Watt of old. Chandler Jones is over there in his prime. They're going up against Minnesota, who just came from playing against the Bengals. You know, Kirk Cousins was able to throw for like 350-some yards, but the Bengals got to him 3 times. Arizona's defense compared to the Bengals is, you know, like black and white. It's very different. Arizona's on a different level as far as talent goes. I think Arizona could put in some work against Kirk Cousins. Not the most mobile quarterback either. He's not mobile, but he's not the most mobile. So I like to think Arizona can definitely get some turnovers here. They're definitely going to get to the quarterback. Now it's just a matter of, are they going to turn turnovers into scoring opportunities? And if that's the question, I'm all about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I mean, they have some fun players, bro. Chandler Jones, Watt, Buda Baker's one of my favorites. And yeah, man, that team's
they got some linebackers over there. They got
yeah. Simmons, Isaiah Simmons. They got a lot. They got a nice team, bro. They that's a team. They turned around their defense so quick. I felt like it was a few years ago. They had a pretty decent defense. Then out of nowhere, it disappeared, and now they're right back in it. So it's dope to see. The defense I got, you know, it's the Packers, bro. It's the Packers, and I went just because they're 22% roster. I went with the Packers because, first off, it's coming off of an ass kicking. The Saints just, you know, laid the smackdown on these guys. So I feel like they're going to come out and try to make – an example out of the Lions on Monday Night Football, home opener for the Packers. I'm locking them in as my defense pickup of the week. I like the matchup. Goff is who he is. I think the Niners just let off the pedal. You know, they just, you know, they let off the gas and they just let the Lions do too much at the end. That's not going to fly, bro. Not with the Packers after this ass kicking they got. So, yeah, man, Green Bay, my defense of the week.
I love the pick, man. Even though we're Bears, you know, Bears fans all day, I do like the pick home opener. Very pissed off about the ass whooping you just took from the Saints. It's gonna be all bad for the Lions, bro. So we'll just leave it at that. We're gonna go right into the kickers. I'm gonna go with Jake Elliott from the Eagles. I got 2 Eagles on here. I just noticed that. Jake Elliott of the Eagles, rostered at 3%, going up against, he's going to be home against the Niners. And yeah, I'm expecting that game to be a little, you know, of a higher scoring matchup. I saw San Francisco was able to put up points. They have some explosive playmakers. Yes, I know it was against Detroit, but the Eagles defense is not the best either. So I think that San Francisco can get the ball downfield. They can run the ball against almost anyone. George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and whatever other wide receiver they're going to throw out there. But Philly's offense looked potent. They looked like they could play. Jalen Hurts was looking really poised, like an all-pro quarterback. He was looking like, you know, he has no rust. He's ready to go at an elite level here in the pros. So, yeah, I'm expecting this one to be a little up there. I want to see the line on this one. I want to see the over-under. But, yeah, no, I think this is going to be a higher scoring game than it is a defensive struggle.
Yeah, man, gotta chase those points, and that's where I'm at with it, with my kicker of the week, Brandon McManiac, Denver Broncos versus the Jaguars, and I just think they're gonna run up the score, man. I think it's gonna be a lot of points scored here. We saw Houston just beat the brakes off of the Jaguars, and you know the Broncos are a whole different caliber type of team, so I think them too. They want to feel good about their offense. I know Shermer wants Teddy Bridgewater to feel good. The running backs, Gordon and Javonte Williams, everybody. And the kicker's going to be in the mix. Every time they score a touchdown, he's kicking that extra point, and he's going to get his field goal tries too. And, yeah, man, McManus, I feel like he's a nice, safe play. He's going to boom at the kicker position this week.
And the boys got a boot for days. He's kicking 60 yards like it's nothing out there.
Hell yeah. That's it, man.
I mean, you got two of each player, each position. Like I said, you can go start this team right now, man.
Yeah, man. A lot of these players, like if you look at the list, you know, Gainwell could be something big. Then you talk about the other running back. Who did I say? I'm over here. Oh, Elijah Mitchell is another one too. You know, Schultz. There's a lot of players here, man. Just go ahead, check out your waiver wires. Let us know what you guys, you know, even afterwards, let us know what happens. Shoot us the DMs and we'll help you guys out, you know, fix the roster up. But that'll do it, man. That's going to wrap it up for week two waiver wire episode. We're going to be dropping also the Bears recap episode. I know all the Bears fans, you guys are waiting for that one. We're going to keep it trill, man. We're going to keep it a buck. So make sure you guys check that one out too. You got anything for the people, bro? You good?
I'm good, man. Just like you said, these guys that we're putting out here on the waiver wire pickups, these guys are super relevant already. A lot of people might not be on them, but who cares? We don't follow the crowd, man. We make our own noise. So this is what we do, man. Everybody here, go get them. And I appreciate y'all for listening.
Hell yeah, man. Much love. Much love. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Bear down, baby.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big up to Smokey J.
Yeah, yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Doc PLC.
Yeah.
Sweetness. Renegade.
Yeah.
Drill.
Yeah. Bears, brews, and a browse. Bears, brews, and a browse. Bears, brews, and a browse.
Bears, brews, and the bros. Yeah, Bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with that shoot with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with that shoot with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Yeah, get paid. Going against the grain. Push a hard line like Renegade. Page and Doc, time to operate. Nothing sweet when the sweetness debate. Yeah, yeah, you know the drill. Stack more paper. Major players, led by the fornicator. Smoking Jay, he fucking the game up. Came up, dropping fire since day one. Yeah, it's bruising the bros. Fun with that shoot with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, bruising the bros. Fun with that shoot with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks.
Yeah, bears, bruising and the bros. Bears, bruising and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Yeah, Ben. Be sure to subscribe. Smash that like button. Drop a comment.